This video is made possible by CuriosityStream. When you sign up at the link in the description, you'll also get access to Nebula, the streaming video platform that Real Life Lore is a part of. This is the United Arab Emirates. When you think of the UAE, the first things you probably think about are tall buildings, ridiculous islands, and lots of sand with very hot temperatures. One of the last things that you would ever expect to find here is a giant iceberg floating right by the coast. But if one guy has his insane plan work out, that could all change in the near future. The UAE is a country that has experienced enormous success within the past few decades. The Emirati economy today is 9 times larger than what it was just 40 years ago back in 1980, and it's now become the 4th largest economy in the Middle East, ahead of other countries that are significantly larger in population like Egypt or Iraq. And because of this ever-booming economy, workers and economic migrants have been flowing into the country for decades now, which has swollen the desert country's population to never-before-seen heights. In 1975, only 558,000 people lived inside of the UAE. But just over 40 years later, in 2018, that number skyrocketed to over 9.5 million people. For every one person who lived in the UAE in 1975, there are now 16 more people. And overwhelmingly, most of this new population have been immigrants coming from abroad. Today, only 11.5% of the entire UAE's population are actually Emirati citizens. The vast majority of people who live there, 88.5%, are considered foreigners and have no citizenship, which gives the UAE the highest percentage of foreign-born residents of any country in the world, save for Vatican City. The flood of people into the country has done wonders for the Emirati economy by providing a source of plentiful cheap labor, but it's brought a number of other problems along with it, namely water. The UAE is a very hot, dry country in the desert where annual rainfall only averages less than 5 millimeters along the coast, where most of the population is concentrated. And as such, the UAE has extremely limited water resources, and one of her most critical problems is providing enough for her growing 9.5 million residents. To solve this problem, the UAE currently relies extremely heavily on a network of more than 70 water desalination plants located across the coast that transform salty ocean water into potable everyday use water. 42% of the UAE's water supply currently comes from these desalination plants, which is so much that despite being a relatively small country, the UAE produces 14% of the entire world's desalinated water. The problem with this strategy is that desalination is both a very expensive process and an environmentally destructive one. It causes the surrounding water around a plant to be significantly saltier than it would be naturally, which is harmful to surrounding marine life. There are, therefore, many arguments that have been made for an alternative solution to the nation's water crisis, but perhaps the most insane of all of them was proposed by this guy, Abdullah Al-Shahi. For years now, he's been pushing with all seriousness to send a tugboat to Antarctica, find a chunky iceberg, and tow it all the way back to the UAE to harvest it for its fresh water locked inside. So, how crazy is this idea in reality? According to Al-Shahi, the iceberg will be selected beforehand via satellite and will probably be a pretty chunky one, up to 2 kilometers long by 500 meters wide. Once the tugboat has sailed over and secured it, it'll take approximately 10 months to sail back to the UAE with it attached, where it will come to rest just 3 kilometers offshore by the city of Fujairah. In order to keep the iceberg from simply splitting apart and drifting away in different chunks, as icebergs are prone to do, the tugboat will utilize a metal belt that will wrap around the water to keep it all together. But despite this, the team expects that around 30% of the iceberg's mass will melt during the 10-month journey before it even reaches the warm waters of the Persian Gulf, where the average annual temperature is 26 degrees Celsius. Now, obviously, a big iceberg in a desert is gonna melt pretty quickly, so the plan is to deliver it at the beginning of winter, which is only slightly less hot, but they'll immediately begin mining it for water the day that it arrives. According to Al-Shahi, the iceberg should be capable of providing clean and banned fresh drinking water for 1 million people in the UAE for 5 years after its delivery, which, if true, would seriously relieve the pressure on the nation's water shortage. In addition to that, the project is claimed to be both cheaper and more environmentally friendly than current desalination techniques, because all you basically need is a boat, a crew, and a belt with 10 months' time, and then a bunch of miners compared with the startup costs and horribly expensive ongoing costs associated with a desalination plant. And it's easy to see how an iceberg that melts fresh water into an ocean would be more environmentally friendly than a plant that pumps more salt back into it. Al-Shahi also claims that a cold iceberg could positively influence local weather patterns and lead to more rainfall on the UAE's coasts. Finally, the prospect of setting foot on the iceberg itself and experiencing a bit of glacial tourism in the Persian Gulf is a weird novelty that a lot of people would probably pay for to experience, which could further enhance the UAE's already strong tourism portfolio. Perhaps the idea of hauling an iceberg from Antarctica to the Persian Gulf for water isn't so insane of an idea after all. If the project is successful, it could have enormous implications for the rest of the Middle East and the entire world beyond. Freshwater resources are expected to grow ever more scarce as the world's population continues to explode and the demand grows ever higher throughout the course of the 21st century. So, who knows? Maybe in the future we'll see entire fleets of tugboats from countries across the world making the journey to Antarctica to set up iceberg trade routes back to the mainlands. A new age of Antarctic colonialism could become the future of the 21st century, with countries vying for one of the few remaining vast reserves of freshwater left on the planet. Antarctica is one of the most fascinating places on the planet, because it's one of the few places left where we know so little about. But you can learn so much more about what we do know about the frozen continent by watching the Expedition Antarctica series on Curiosity Stream Next, which will show you in 4K what life on Antarctica during the 21st century is actually like. Curiosity Stream is, of course, the documentary streaming service with thousands of top quality films from across tons of genres, including originals by people like David Attenborough, Jane Goodall, and even the late Stephen Hawking. If you like watching my poorly animated mini-documentaries on real-life lore, then you'll love the hour-long professionally made documentaries over here. But best of all, Curiosity Stream has partnered up with Nebula, which is the streaming service started by all of your favorite educational creators, Kurzgesagt, CGP Grey, Wendover Productions, and myself, among a ton of others, where you can find all of our videos ad-free in addition to a whole host of new original content from us. And because we figured that people who enjoy documentaries might also enjoy the stuff that we make, we came together to offer a fantastic deal. When you sign up for an annual subscription to Curiosity Stream, which is only $20 for an entire year, you'll also get a free annual subscription to Nebula. All you have to do is go to curiositystream.com/reallifelore or click the link in the description and sign up for any one of their subscriptions. And as always, thank you so much for watching.